Thank you very much. I'm Phil Lathrop, an 18-year, year-round resident of Bristol. I'm pro-wind, but I'm against this project going forward and therefore in favor of the bill because I'm anti-bait-and-switch and I'm anti-bullying. I think you need to understand how this has evolved. Think of your neighbor. You and your neighbor share a backyard forest. He comes to you and says, I'm going to have a lot of visitors this summer. I want to put up a little tent for him. Would that be okay? Sure. You go away. You come back. He hasn't built a tent. He's started a five-story condominium tower. That's what's happening here. They radically changed the what, they changed the how long, and they've changed the where to some extent. People asking how big these things are. This is the cute little fella they were that was in the original proposal, 130 feet, and they were going to have that out there for 4 or 5 months. Now the proposal is this behemoth, a world-class eyesore of 180 feet, and oh, by the way, they reserve the right to take it up to another to a total of 633 feet. If you're wondering, for perspective, that's how tall the Statue of Liberty is. This is two Statues of Liberty. And not for 4 or 5 months, for 20 or more years. They've also violated their own principles. One of their chief spokesmen, Dr. Dogger, has gone across the state for the past few years saying he only supports wind power, offshore wind power, when it's over the horizon and out of sight. This is in your backyard and in your face. So now the poor residents of Monhegan are stuck in a place where they're just being bullied. Big company comes in and says, what's it going to cost to buy the birthright of your children and the children of the state of Maine? We need your help to stop this. Please support the bill. Thank you.
Other questions? I apologize. I'm sure you said this, but you're from Bristol, and your connection to the island is?
I look at it.
Thank you.
Out my front window.
Thank you. Representative Hanley.
Have any other coastal communities been surveyed as to what they think about this project? Say, like, Pemaquid Point or around Pond?
Not to my knowledge. There was a sense of the community vote at a town annual meeting on a warrant for the sense of the community about bringing the possibility of bringing the major power line to a landing in Bristol near there. And I can't speak for the exact vote, but it was at least 4-1. It was hard to find anyone in support of letting that cable come ashore.
But to your knowledge, no other towns have had like an opinion poll of what they think about the visual impact or anything?
To my knowledge, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Seeing no other questions, thank you for your testimony.
Thank you all.
We're going to switch back now to opponents of the bill. Up first will be Winnie Murdoch, followed by Mary Weber, George Hart, Jacqueline Bogle, and Doug Boynton. I apologize if I butchered any names there.
It's hot back there. It's a lot of people. Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, distinguished members